The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Adam Gilchrist joins us in the UK. There seems some confusion, Adam, about this Novichok case and whether there are several Russians identified or not.
There is a bit of confusion, you're right, because the Press Association has reported it, and they're not prone to sort of tabloid nonsense. They usually have their sources, in this case, a police source. But Scotland Yard have not commented, the Home Office and the Foreign Office haven't commented, and the Security Minister has talked about wild speculation. So the wild speculation, as the Press Association has reported, is that two Russians have been identified for the poisoning of the Skripals, specifically in Salisbury, back in March. That it's about cross-referencing border details of who was coming and going, looking at pictures, etc., and then looking at CCTV pictures from around the Salisbury area immediately before and after the attack, and they've put two and two together, allegedly, and therefore they know who the perpetrators are. It may just be that everyone's jumping the gun a little bit and it's all true, or it may be wild speculation. But, Steve, we're not prone to wild speculation in the press in the UK, are we, ever?
No, never. No, the London Sun just never gets anything wrong. Have you managed to get your head around this couple that were in the park and in possession of this perfume bottle? Can you make some sense of that for me?
Not really, to be honest. How it ended up like that, and why it ended up like that, and how they... What it appears to be is the same batch, and appears to be some sort of hangover from the attack on the Skripals, and therefore suddenly Dawn Sturgis and Charlie Rowley came across this substance, as you say, in a perfume bottle. Maybe that would explain also why Dawn Sturgis has died, and the inquest into her death, by the way, began today, and her partner Charlie Rowley didn't, that she therefore would have sprayed the perfume maybe on her neck or on her face, and that contamination obviously proved deadly. But how they came across that, and the circumstances in which that stuff would have ended up with them are still a complete mystery.
Special World War II memories on the Channel Islands today, Adam.
Yeah, for the first time since the Second World War, German soldiers have paraded in the streets of Guernsey in the Channel Islands. Rather extraordinary when you consider that, you know, we've been NATO partners for a very long time, EU partners, etc., etc. But there have been one or two films about this as well. There were some really deep feelings about those who collaborated or helped the Nazis and those who didn't and so forth, and it ran really deep. Of course, famously, the Channel Islands were the only bit of the British Isles that were invaded by Hitler's forces. Well, now German troops have gone back. They have been repairing and renovating graves on the Isle of Guernsey. There was some trepidation, it's fair to say, but the head of the unit that went in, Colonel Duvel, says they received a really warm welcome. Could it be that, I don't know, 73 years after the troops pulled out at the end of the Second World War, could it be we've moved on, we don't need to mention the war?
And we've seems been a like bit it.
More sane? Maybe.
Seems like it, maybe. Thanks for your help this week, Adam. Alan will be back on Monday. I'll talk to you soon.